إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear brothers, we continue with our series on deceptions of this life and deceptions of this world. And one of the biggest of them, which has resulted in a industry worth trillions of dollars, not even billions. And that is the deception that happiness comes from outside. The deception that happiness comes from outside. Happiness comes from what happens to me. And the industry that has arisen, which feeds this deception, is the entertainment industry. It's all the films and this and that, and the, including, for example, to a great extent, the industry of the holidays and holiday resorts and so on. The whole story that is sold to us is that happiness comes from outside, and we unknowingly and unconsciously buy into that. And how do we buy into that? For example, our children on a holiday, the child will start whining and you will start saying, I want this, I want that, I want to go here, I want to go there, I am bored. And what do parents say? They say, nahi nahi bhai, kahin tumhe leke chalenge bachcho ko. Khush ho jate. What is the message you are giving them? You are saying to them, let us take them somewhere, they will be happy. What is the message you are giving them? That the home is not the place where you can be happy. To be happy, you must go somewhere else. There is no happiness in the home. Happiness is always outside. And believe me, the entire film industry, the entire entertainment industry, the entire music industry, the entire holiday industry is based on this. Disney is the crown, the jewel in the crown of this. Enter here and forget your life. Enter here and forget the world. Why? Because you made the world such a nasty place. You need to go somewhere and forget it. You need to go into a movie theater and watch a film for 3 hours and forget your life. Why? Because we've sold ourselves the story. Happiness is from outside. Let me give you the contrast to that. My submission to you is, the reality is that happiness is inside yourself. And happiness comes from being grateful for what we have. Happiness is a product of gratitude. Happiness is a product of shukr. And let me give you an example which many of us have seen. Go to any construction site in the city and you will find the children of the construction workers. They will be living in temporary huts which they build for themselves, made of plastic and bits and pieces of this and that. And those little children with just about, you know, maybe a pair of shorts or something, will be jumping up and down in the piles of sand which is there and screaming with delight. They're extremely happy, yelling with delight. You will find one of those kids with a shoebox to which he has tied a string, and he drags it around all over the street, and he's having this absolutely brilliant time with this bus. Whereas your child has a toy which costs more than what that fellow's father will make on that construction site in a month, and your child is miserable with that toy and is moaning and groaning with that toy and is whining about this toy. And especially when your child sees somebody else's child with another toy, then his unhappiness increases. Today we are unhappy not because we are unhappy. We are unhappy because somebody else is happy. Think about this. Today, we are not unhappy because we are unhappy. Nothing happened to us. We cannot see somebody else's happiness. If somebody else buys a new car, I am unhappy. I mean, why am I? What happened to me? I'm exactly the same way I was. I have my green Bentley. I mean, why should I be unhappy? But the minute I see somebody else's car, I become unhappy. See what we have done to ourselves. See what we have done to ourselves. Your wife has her jewelry, right? Whatever that jewelry, whatever that jewelry is worth. Maybe it's not the queen's crown jewels, but whatever it is, right? But she goes to a party, she sees some other lady with some other jewelry, and she is now very unhappy. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi. Now tell me, what, materially what has changed? Nothing changed. She still has her own jewelry. It's not as if she went to the party and somebody robbed her. No, nothing. She went to the party with this Louis Vuitton handbag. And she saw another lady there with a Louis Vuitton suitcase, right? Some people carry handbags that are bigger than themselves. Eh? I mean, you wonder whether they came in the handbag to the party or whether they brought the handbag to the party. Wallah wala. So now, even though she has this nice, very nice Louis Vuitton handbag, she is very unhappy because she saw somebody with this Louis Vuitton suitcase. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. What do you, I mean, see what we have done to ourselves. This is what, no, nobody has done anything to us. I mean, materially, nothing has changed. What I have, I have. But I choose to become unhappy because I see somebody else happy. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Greatest secret of life is to say that happiness resides within myself. And how does that come? By being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I woke up this morning without a fever, without a headache, without a cold, without a stomachache. My digestion is fine. I went to the toilet. I did what I had to do without any problems. Ask somebody who has UTI. Yeah? Ask somebody who has urinary tract infection. Allahumma hafizna. Jaan nikal jati, tadap jate. Hai nahi? Many of us have been through that. So what is the value of going to the toilet and being able to pass water without any pain, without anything, and alhamdulillah, you come out. Does it have value? And that is the issue. The issue is gratitude. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I'm grateful for what I have. I am grateful for what I have. My Rabb is witness. This is very, very important for us. Develop this within our, and right from day one, right from the beginning. Develop it from the in the children. And children, listen with their eyes. They will do what they see you do. You can give any lecture till the end of the world, nothing will have any effect. They will see. If they see the parents are grateful or alhamdulillah what we have, children will develop their attitude. And never pander to those things of saying, I don't like this, I don't like that. No. You don't like this, you lump it, I don't care. You have, this is what we have, be grateful for that. Khalas. And as I said, gratitude is the secret of happiness. Let me give you some stories. One, a story among the Arabs. They said a guy was traveling somewhere. And he came into a mountain pass and he saw this man there who was very sick, and this man was in pain, and this man was paralyzed. He couldn't even move, and he was sitting there and he was saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So this man asked him, he said, what's wrong with you? I mean, what Alhamdulillah? Look at your state. Eh? You're thanking Allah for what? The man said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He says, may Allah have mercy on you. He said, do I not have a tongue that I can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with? And do I not have a heart that I can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with? What is there to complain? What is there to complain? The man made tawbah, he cried, he wept, he made tawbah and he changed his life. A man comes to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And Umar ibn al-Khattab has just been talking about the importance of shukr, gratitude, of being happy. And this man comes and says, what do I have to be happy about? Look at me. I am not well, I am sick, I am destitute, I am poor, I have. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, can you urinate without pain? He said, yes. He said, be grateful for that. Make shukr for that. Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu is asked, when was the happiest part of your time? He was the governor, he became the governor of Baghdad. They asked him, when was the happiest part of your life? He said, when I used to be dragged in the burning hot sand, and they would take off my shirt and they would put me on the sand and they would put a rock on my chest, and I would say, Ahadun, Ahad, Ahadun, Ahad, Ahadun, Ahad. Ajeeb, look at this. Here is a man who is being physically tortured. I mean, he was a human being, he's not made of steel or something. He's in pain, he's in physical torture. He says, I was the happiest, that was my happiest moment in my life. Why? Because I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have iman. Ahadun, ahad, ahadun, ahad, ahadun, ahad. He used to say this. They asked him, he said, why did you say it when your slave master used to beat you? He said, I used to say it because it used to infuriate him. Yeah? He said, I used to say it because it used to infuriate him. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu is going in the market one day, and one of the other Sahaba, his friend of his, he tells him, yeah, Abu Dharr, why are you dressed like this? What is wrong with you? Look at your thobe. Yeah, it's got patches everywhere and so on, and it's torn, and why are you dressed like this? Why don't you dress, you know, why don't you get yourself some proper clothes? And then he remembered, and this man said, yesterday I saw you had two new thobes. You had two new thobes on your shoulder, you were going, what happened to that? Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu said to him, I found somebody who had, you know, who needed clothes, so I gave them. Then he asked this man this question. I'm talking about happiness is inside, and happiness is a product of gratitude, of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Abu Dharr Ghifari asked this other sahabi, asked the other man this question. He said, you know, I have this thobe for everyday use. He said, I have a better one which I wear on Juma. I have a goat which gives me milk. And I have a donkey which I ride when I need to ride. He said, do I really need anything more? He said, tell me, do I really need anything more? What more do I need? He said, Alhamdulillah. Why do I need anything more? My brother, seriously, 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 let us examine our lives. How much Allah has given us. And what I'm not talking about you, but I'm saying generally speaking for the Muslims, what ungrateful tongues we have. May Allah protect us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this decision and said, anytime you complain about something, I'll take it away. Because you're complaining, no? So you don't like it, so I'll take it away. What would be we left with? Think about that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this decision and said, anytime you grumbled and complained about something, I will take it away. Imagine what will happen to us. How much time do you think it will take for us to literally be on the street? I mean, tell me, I don't think it takes too long for that. Seriously, let us understand this. This is one of the biggest figments of the imagination, one of the biggest deceptions of the dunya, that happiness is somewhere out there. Somewhere out there, not inside me, not in my home, not in my wife, not in my children, not in my possessions, whatever Allah has given, Alhamdulillah, no. Somewhere outside. Happiness is in something that I don't have. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How many people I see in this life who are constantly behind something which they don't have. What they have, they don't care about. What they have, they don't care about. They're always behind something which they don't have. Everything, whatever it is, the eye is always looking for something which they don't have. You're that way, you are condemning yourself to a life of unhappiness, and remember, you will be unhappy all your life. Because no matter where you are, you will always have something. There will always be something you don't have. So if you are focused on what you don't have, then you have just written yourself. You have condemned yourself to a life of unhappiness. That's your choice. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us develop gratitude. Let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any state that I might be. So let us try to do that, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with happiness, not by giving us stuff, but by helping us to realize the value of what we already have, Alhamdulillah. And then, of course, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us more, we don't say no, but my point is what we have itself. Let us appreciate that and let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, so that we become very, very happy. Because happiness is a state of mind, it's not a state of what you have in the pocket. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika.